Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Usapang parental. Usapang parental.
My son hates lettuce. Ayaw talaga yun ng lettuce, yung raw. For some reason, I just keep showing it to him. And then, minsan ata kumain siya. Kumain siya, sabi niya, oh, I didn't realize, masarap pala.
Aminado ang nutrition coach na si Tarita na maging ang kanyang 9 anyos na anak ay isang picky eater. Isa itong hamon na hinaharap ng maraming mga magulang. Sa episode na ito ng Usapang Parental, ay matututo tayo ng mga strategiya at payo kung paano matulungan ang mga anak na kumain ng mga masustansyang pagkain nang hindi pinipilit.
Dealing naman with picky eaters, so how yes. can parents help improve their child's eating habits? So unang tanong, what strategies have you found effective sa pag-introduce ng mga nutritious food sa dieta ng iyong anak, especially for those who are picky eaters? I must say my child is one, so it's really a struggle, so I could use some help from you.
Yes, it's the struggle is real and the struggle continues. Mateo is now 9, and although parang sabi nito, ah, baka hindi na picky eater na ko, they are still picky eaters, right? Like, we are all picky eaters, like, come to think of it. So, I guess for me, number one is I try to give him choices. So, anong ibig sabihin? Like, instead of just saying, oh, yan, kainin mo, I try to ask him, okay, do you want more broccoli or more carrot? Right? So, give them preferences. Diba? Again, treat them as adults. Like, kung ikaw, bibigyan ka lang ng isang choice, diba? Hindi din maganda. So, it's better if you give them choices. And it kind of works in a way. And that goes for anything, actually. You know, I think I've learned that from some parenting book. Parang even in what they wear, like instead of saying, you know, you wear that, you ask them, do you want to wear shorts or do you want to wear pants? So, I mean, trust me, like every time they really pick one. Instead of saying no, they're actually going to pick one. So I get that. Or do you want a sandwich or you want a bowl of oatmeal, for example. Number two is introduce smoothies. Yun yung answer if you're like really having kids na ayaw kumain ng veggies. So you can pack veggies in there like spinach, celery, pretty much everything. Kasi you can balance out the taste with fruits, right? So matamis siya, but still, you can add almond butter in it, like pretty much everything. Chia seeds, so lahat-lahat na ayaw nilang kainin, pwede mong ilagay dyan. So smoothies, it's great for toddlers, by the way, especially those na ayaw kumain ng whole veggies, right? Again, more on hiding veggies, my number three tip, hide it in pasta sauce, meatballs, soups, burger patties, lumpia. So, whatever food na gustong kainin ng anak nyo, ayan, like fried rice. Try to really treat my kids' palate, you know, as very experimental. So, give them that grace to learn what they love to eat. Kasi the more they feel na they are empowered to eat what they want to eat, then it's easier for you to squeeze in something. High protein snacking, ito. My son loves apples, bananas, ganyan. So, I try to incorporate like adding almond butter, for example. Then pinapakita ko sa kanya na kumakain ako. So which is actually, that was my other tip, which is eat by example. So if they see that you're eating it, like most likely they will eat it. So before, my son hates lettuce. Ayaw talaga yun ng lettuce, yung raw. I don't know, then for some reason, I just keep showing it to him. And then minsan ata kumain siya kasi merong parmesan cheese nilagay ko. So yun, so that was like twist na kumain siya, sabi niya, oh, I didn't realize, masarap pala.
So,
you know,
so
like,
keep on offering.
Just keep putting it on the table and then just small lang, hindi masyadong madami. Again, huwag niyo masyadong i-pressure yung anak niyo na kumain. Kasi the more they get pushed, the more they resist then. Another tip is involve them in cooking or baking. When Mateo was like 2 or 3, he actually sees me like making his food and they like it. It's very sensory activity for them kasi. So it's good na they're encouraged to prepare their own food. Again, when they see it, they have this sense of pride. Tapos, I don't know, for some reason lang parang gumagana silang kumain pag sila yung nagpre-prepare. Then packed lunches, for those na mga nasa primary na, I try to make as much as possible like homemade, like sausage rolls, yung mga easy to make. Nilalagay ko sa freezer, ganyan. So Try to pack lunches that doesn't come from, like a packaging, sa supermarket. Last is reward them. I give him dessert. He knows that if he only finishes his plate. It's all about making sure na, in terms of balanced diet, kasi, again, 80-20 rule, right? Like 80% try to add as much color on their plate. Okay lang yung nuggets, but maybe pair it with, I don't know, maybe steamed broccoli, for example. Mateo, now that Mateo loves to eat lettuce, like anything gusto niya ng fried, nirarap niya ng lettuce.
Nice.
So parang for me, okay na yun. At least merong nababalance siya. And then, if hindi talaga, for me, just keep on serving it. Just keep on experimenting talaga na tingin niyo kakainin nila.
You said about leading by example. Kumbaga pag nakikita nila yung mom or dad nila kumakain ng gulay, I think na-encourage din sila. So it's really important to be that example to your child.
Yeah, exactly, right? Like, again, come to think of it, how would you feel kung ikaw naman, right? Like, you're eating a lot of junk, tapos sinasabihan mo siya, oh, huwag ka kumain ganyan, tapos ikaw pala, okay lang kumain, pero maybe hide it in the pantry, right?
How do you create positive and supportive environment naman? Around mealtime, siyempre para ma-encourage sila.
For us talaga, yung no gadget rule. It's hard, pero we try that one. Like, even for between me and my husband, if I catch him na parang distracted, talagang I call him out in front of Mateo. When they see that, parang they have this, again, parang it's wired in them now, okay, mom and dad are actually doing it, so I do it too. So it's, for us, family time is sacred kasi sometimes when, hindi kasi at all times na andyan kami on the table, so we try to make sure now we ask him about his day, ganyan. Dinner is something na it's time for us. I ask my husband, oh, how was your day? So, tapos ako din nag-share kasi, again, it's all about leading by example.
Can you share yung mga insight mo naman sa pag-manage ng treats and occasional indulgence sa iyong anak? Kasi diba, you said you don't really deprive him. So do you also let him eat chocolates? Is there like a certain rule?
Yes, he knows na we have this concept na always food or sometimes food. So I asked him, Mateo, okay, can have ice cream. Is ice cream or sometimes food? He knows. Yeah, it's a sometimes food, mom. The other day, parang kasi on the weekend we had ice cream. Tapos we have ice cream at home. So kahapon sabi niya, I had ice cream yesterday, so I know I cannot have ice cream today, right? So I just keep reminding him that, and you'll be surprised. Kids are actually smarter than you think they are. When you talk sense to them, it actually sticks. For as long as ikaw din, parang he knows kasi, parang I tell him, oh, Mateo, like, it's okay. We can share. If talagang he throws a tantrum, that's when I have to parang kind of lay down the, okay, we can share. Maybe we add some fruits kayan. So, treats are okay for as long as it's in moderation. Like I said, food is to be celebrated. It's not supposed to be like a punishment. And it goes for us. If you want to have, let's say, chocolate, have a small bar of chocolate instead of like depriving yourself. Because it will affect you in a whole other way. And it's the same for kids. Like they're only they're only a few years here on earth, right? Like we don't expect them to have that EQ at that age. So, try not to body shame them. Because unconsciously we do that. Mataba ka na, ganyan, no? I grew up in that home. To be honest. Before kasi, like, even if, huwag kang mayan mo dyan, makatataba ka, ganyan. So, unconsciously, we're actually body shaming kids, right? So, we have to be very conscious of that. Like, instead of saying, tumataba ka, maybe you say, okay, you have to eat this kasi, di ba, you wanna join your basketball team, you wanna run faster, right? So, you have to eat more of this food instead of that.
Actually, that answer is connected to my next question. How do you communicate the importance nga ng nutrition sa anak mo without creating a negative association with certain foods?
Try to tie it up with activities that he loves. Because now, he's actually very into sports. He does jiu-jitsu, he does swimming. He loves going outdoors. Yun nga, parang sinasabi niya, Mom, I cannot run as fast anymore. So I try to ask him questions. Okay, why do you think that is? Like, what have you been eating more of? Or what do you think you need to do more of? So, yeah, I need to practice ganyan-ganyan. Tapos, I kind of introduce him, this and that, this can actually help you have stronger bones, or like this gives you more energy. Parang na-associate niya sa activities na gusto niyang gawin, instead of, okay, I want to eat less kasi parang baka tataba ako ganyan. So, again, it has something to do with having those conversations. And I try to really have that during, for example, if not dinner time, like even bedtime, right? Sacred time next to dinner time, because there's lots of, I don't know, for some reason, like siguro after bathing, baka kids are more, they're more open. They actually talk more during bedtime. So, you know, try to find those moments na you can talk sense to them without getting distracted. So it associate it with things na gusto nilang gawin. Associate it with you know, having more energy. They can spend more time outdoors or things that they love instead of getting sick. For example, if you eat too much sugar, remember that time that you miss a party. Ganyan. So parang they na associate niya ano yung positive versus negative reinforcement.
Yeah, and they can make kumbaga informed choices. Ano yung advice mo or payo mo naman sa mga parents that are still struggling when it comes to eating habits ng kanilang anak?
Be patient, as simple as that. Be experimental, and then give them the grace period to transition into healthier eating. Kasi if we are struggling, how much more for them, right? Kasi yung palate nila, it's not as developed then as it is for us, right? And especially if you're not introducing as much diversity sa food. I mean, it's okay, right? It's natural na they tend to gravitate to a particular kind of food. Ah, mahilig sila sa matamis. Then maybe you can think of other ways na masaswap niyo. Like what I said, maybe adding more fruits instead of just veggies in what they have on the plate. So again, it's all about moderation. If you're really struggling, you know, there's lots of information out there. You can ask me, you can ask someone who's well equipped to give you that information if you're really struggling. But for me, it's about leading by example then.
Yeah.
And then keep serving it, but just in small increments. You know, you'd be surprised. The palate is ano kasi, like even for us, right?
It's
something
changing.
That you hate. Oh, it does change. It does.
Yeah.
Like just keep putting it in food that they love.
Thank you very much, Tara Tan, for sharing all your insights and your expertise dito sa programa.
You're very welcome. Thank you so much and stay healthy, everyone.
Usapang parental. Usapang parental.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, o sa iba pang podcast apps.